Hi there, John. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. So I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have and then also to apply a reduced rate, your company being just 2 or 3 months old. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. And I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that does pop up right near the very top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. And that's the power of this particular listing, especially for a young company. People will not need to know the name of your business to find you when they need pressure washing or debris removal. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. If they're looking for power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, they're looking for a specific surface, deck, sidewalks, siding, whatever it is. For pressure washing, do you do soft wash? Do you do roof wash? You want to be found for that as well?
We don't do roof wash, but we definitely do the soft wash.
Okay, gotcha. And then debris hauling, junk removal, whatever people are typing in there. Now, we'll make sure that your company pops up for those searches. You don't currently have a website, though, right?
Yes, we have a website.
Oh, you have a website. I'll have to remind Tara that it's her job to attach it here. So let me pull up that website. Now, a website, of course, is a great conversion tool. It allows people to see the type and quality of work that you do, but it's only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And since most consumers don't go past that first page, our job would be to make sure that your website is right there when someone does that keyword search. So it's not just for Google. Of course, you'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business. And more importantly, you'll be on that first page in the local map precisely because of the additional content that we'll create, all the content that the search engines search for. So you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. All of them will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, when someone does that search, your business will pop up. Now, it is a flat rate. It's month to month. Now, because you're a young company, you'll actually see a savings of a little bit over 50%. I mean, you're going to save $300 every single month, and it's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. That would be the exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then, you know, fighting it out amongst your competitors. The calls come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be that flat rate. Now, is that something that you think you might want for your business, that first page placement and get those phone calls for those services?
Yeah, it definitely does. It sounds something like I'm interested in. As long as it works, I'm a fan of it.
Well, you know, it is month to month and for a good reason. We have to earn your business, get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. So you'll know that the service is working for you. Now, like I said, it is that exact amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. So it's very different than a lead-based service. Tara did attach an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile page here. So I know that that is a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, right, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using? Yeah, are you using it currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely working out for us right now.
Well, you know, it's a well-made service, and it is going to get you leads, and you certainly don't have to stop doing that to to be a top option on that first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Crafjack, any of the others, really, they're all about the same, a little bit of variation on how many of your competitors get that same lead. But with a shared lead system, of course, as you know and don't really love, you pay for every lead, whether you get that job or not. So a lot of my clients, even the ones that, like you, are having some success with it, are still more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often. Some of them cap their leads at a lower amount. Others actually will shut their lead service off altogether once we get their phone ringing. So, like I said, the two of them do work well together, although when you're getting the phone calls and not having to chase down those leads, you might find that you're going to scale back on those leads a little bit there. Did you have any other questions for me, though, at this point?
So if I was to type in, like, let's say pressure washing, I'm going to show up at the top of the page?
Correct. You'll be in that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. And like I said, you won't be limited by, you know, by search phrase or keyword. Power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, soft wash, whatever someone types in, your business is going to pop up. Because again, the businesses that pop up on that first page, while of course they get more phone calls, have more opportunities, and ultimately take on more work, they're not on that first page because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. Now, because we're a Google Premier partner, we know that Google is currently indexing just under 70 different directories. We'll create all of that content, and on all of those destinations and directories, it will be talking about the services that you provide. So that way, when someone does a keyword search related to those services, your business will pop up in that local map.
And how long is that price for if we were to do the $2.99 a month? Is that just a one-month thing, or is that?
Well, you know, it is a promotional rate for a young business, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's actually a fixed flat rate. It will never go up on you. It really does amount to more of an assistance program to make it easier for young businesses. While there are no long-term contracts, we do know that our clients do stay with it long-term. So, you know, if we try to make it affordable for young companies. It would actually be the exact amount that would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. So it is just that flat rate. It'll never go up on you. And it is an exact amount, so you're not paying a percentage of your profits. There's you know, no taxes or fees or anything like that. The one thing that I can do here also, and it's not specifically for the Angie leads, but there's a promo code, if I can find it. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system here that I'm going to apply, and it's for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere, so it's not specifically for the Angies. But because you are actively paying for leads right now, I can apply this, and it does help me to reduce the cost of your setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Now, there is a setup fee that attaches to just the first month, and it helps us to offset the cost of creating all of that content. That setup fee itself could be as high as $2.99, but I do sometimes take 20, 30, even 50% off. But you know, I know that paying for leads can be pretty costly. I want to make this as affordable as I can for you. I'm going to take 2/3 of that setup fee, actually take $200 off of that setup fee. So it would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It would attach to only that first month, and then every month after that it would be that flat rate of exactly $2.99. And again, to reiterate, that would be a fixed rate. It would never go up on you.
All right, yeah, that definitely helps out. I mean, yeah, if it gets our name out there a little bit more. And
of course.
So let's just say if it's not working out for us, it's not something that's working for the company, how do we go about canceling that?
So it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, so you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it, too. Let's say you love it and it's getting you tons of work and you're getting more work than you can take on. You can pause the service. You can also pause it if you need to go on vacation. And just so you know, you can pause the service seasonally, although, of course, you won't need to. It's as easy as contacting us. It would be set to bill automatically on today's date, which will be the last day of the month, so the 30th or the 31st. As long as you contact us at least 3 days before before your billing date, because we are closed on the weekend, we can either, you know, pause it or, you know, cancel it, and there's no cancellation fee.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm driving right now. Are you guys, for some reason, it's not showing the number on there. So I call the, is it Split Splash? Local Splash?
Well, you know, it's Local Splash, yeah. And I mean, I can, in fact, most of this call is going to be a follow-up call. We'll schedule what we call a client interview. That's to make sure that we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and verify information off of your website and information that I have here. We'll want to make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. But if this is something that you want to do, I would need just a couple of minutes of your time here and just a little bit of information so that we can officially close out the category and have Tara and actually Lulu, my other mapping coordinator assigned to this listing, stop calling through the area. Now, I see it as J&J Extreme Services with the and being the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not the word itself spelled out, and Extreme is just capital X, T-R-E-M-E. Is that how you want the business to be branded online?
Yes.
Perfect. I like it. It actually grabs your attention, makes you look at it. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call, the business number?
Yes.
And then, of course, it's also the best number for us to reach you regarding the account, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, it's a smartphone since you're driving, or it's at least a mobile phone. You can receive text messages on that number, though, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text, all of them is fine for sure.
All of them? Okay. Yeah,
and works a little bit easier, but I can definitely do either.
Okay, I'll put text preferred. Emails are really going to be reserved for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, but I'll put text preferred. And of course, sometimes we'll give you a quick phone call or even leave a message for you. And then as far as the business address, I did see there's a physical address listed on the Angie Lee, the 3341 Primrose Willow Drive. But correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you first, right, or during the process. So there's not an address that we would be promoting online. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if it's a shop or a small office. If you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state. And, of course, with the content that we'll create, we'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, Orlando, St. Cloud, wherever it is that you want to be found. And then your first name is John. What is your last name, sir?
Edwards.
Edwards, okay. And then I'm looking on your website here for an email address. And like I said, the email address, is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. It's not for us to promote anywhere online. I do see that you've got the contact form. But what is a physical email address for you, either business or personal?
Oh, I want that. I just had to put you on speakerphone. I'm trying to do like 10 things.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. No problem.
Okay. So you just needed
an email
address. Email address?
Yeah, it could be business or personal. It's not really for us to promote for your company online, but more for us to have on file when we need to email you something.
Oh yeah, no problem. JJ.
Mm-hmm.
The letters JJ.
Okay.
Services with an S at the end of services.
Is that at Gmail?
LLC.
Okay.
22@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. The other thing that I'll need to do here real quick, and it is required of us as the Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Edwards, it does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a reduced rate of just $2.99 as a fixed rate, reducing the setup fee, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, John, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, John, give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Edwards, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have it as J&J Extreme Services with the ampersand and just the letter X stream and not the E there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, John, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is John Edwards. I'm the owner of J&J.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Edwards, as the owner of J&J Extreme Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right? Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Edwards, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, John, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you will agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. John, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Of course, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service without a contract. We do know already about the Facebook page, your website, the Angie leads. Like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the directories, all the content that we'll create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online remains accurate and consistent. We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. John, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with it being a fixed flat rate, reducing both the subscription as well as the setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 31st of August, in the very discounted total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st, and the further reduced rate of only $299. Now, John, that $299 again is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount. There are no taxes, fees, or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, as it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, of course, that means you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. And again, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Once again, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, John, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Edwards, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, John, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
And is it John, Jonathan, any middle initial on the card?
John H. Edwards.
John H. H like Henry. Okay, not A like Apple.
Yep.
All right, and then you said that was a MasterCard, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right, 5178.
Yes, sir.
0587.
Okay.
2475.
Yes, sir.
6666.
All right, and the expiration month and year?
It is going to be 1 of 27.
Oh, 1 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
222.
222. So I've got 222, 222 on the back, and January or 01 of 2027 for the expiration date. John, was the card itself 5178-0587-2475-6666?
Yes, that's correct.
Does that bill at the 3341 Primrose Willow Drive in St. Cloud 34773?
Yes.
Okay, so in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, my gosh. Right here.
All right, no problem. Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And John, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Again, you'll receive all of that information in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Our automated emails get sent out every couple of minutes in bulk, so you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, and again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour. It would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. It looks like there is one available at 1 o'clock, and then we're booked up for a couple hours, but there's a 4 o'clock, and that might just be it today. They've got, looks like, a couple of, no, I think I can squeeze you in either at 5 or 6. So there's a 1 o'clock, 4, 5, or 6. Which of those would work better for you?
I don't have to be in on a computer or nothing like that?
You don't have to be in front of a computer, just kind of that basic stuff that I asked you earlier and stuff that you would know off the top of your head.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. Let's do 5 o'clock.
5? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 5. You could chop the phone pretty close to 5:30. And at 4 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder that the call is scheduled an hour after at 5. And I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite right to your email. The calendar invite is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. The invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. John, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I got both of them.
Okay. So if you open up the email, it's got thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, it goes to where the text message would automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, so of course we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll optimize your listing on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing versus Google, but it's still a lot of people. We want you to get those calls as well. And of course the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line at the bottom that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Please do click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. It is case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it, and also please do not include the period after the H, so it is just John H. Edwards. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Edwards, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the subscription costs as well as the setup fee, that it's a fixed rate. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent and to fix it if it is not. So it gives us a head start even before that client interview. So obviously it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password, and if that's what you see, you can stop there. There is a username that I can give you right now. There is not yet a password. The reason it's asking you for that, our automated system thinks two things at this point. One, that your tracking system is already activated, and two, that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. Of course, we'll have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or two, once your tracking system is activated, you'll get both the username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking. You can change the password if you like. Many people do not. Either way, it's fine. The username, though, is already created, and it is not something that you can change, but it is something that you can easily remember. It is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 407-338-7228, so just that number. In the correspondence by email to the support@localsplash.com, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. In the client interview, they're going to give you photos@localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly, but the support email is the catch-all. You can send anything and everything there, and then we'll just forward it out to the right department. I did also send you by email the calendar invite. Again, it's got the Local Splash, CIENG, your username, your name, and then your phone number. It is going to be someone else, though, from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 5 o'clock hour. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard, John. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, get your website out there where more people can find it, get your phone ringing. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you too, John. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. Do the same.
Thank you. I sure will. Thanks a lot, John. Take care. Bye-bye.